Today, John McCain and Sarah Palin were also in Virginia, and while they stuck to their standard stump speeches, some people on stage hammered on the campaign's new theme that Barack Obama is allegedly sexist. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
More than 10,000 people lined up for hours to see the Republican ticket in Fairfax, one of Northern Virginia's new Democratic enclaves. Most of them were like Virginia Rowell, who, like members of the other big crowds McCain's been getting this week, admitted the real draw was Sarah Palin.
But to tell you the truth, he would have been okay to see on TV. But the fact that he has Sarah with him now, that's really why I came, and I've been standing here for about an hour and a half. I was frankly surprised how wonderful she was, her speech at the convention. I just really got excited. So what's different for me now is now I will actually volunteer. Now I will actively go out and help find more people to come to the McCain-Palin ticket. I probably wouldn't have done that before.
Rowell is a Republican, but the McCain campaign is also hoping Palin will be able to draw some of Hillary Clinton's supporters. And today, one of the warm-up speakers was Lynette Long, a Democrat and a Clinton voter who savaged Obama for what she described as sexist remarks about Sarah Palin.
My party stood silently by as the mainstream media eviscerated Senator Clinton with sexist comments. My party's candidate, Senator Obama, was silent when Reverend Jeremiah Wright and Father Flager openly mocked Senator Clinton from the pulpit of Trinity United Church of Christ. And yesterday, I understand Senator Obama personally said, "You can put lipstick on a pig, and it's still a pig." Well, Mr. Obama, calling girls' names is something you do in fifth grade. And I don't want a fifth grader running my country.
In fact, at the time, Obama called Flager's comments about Clinton divisive and backward-looking. In their own remarks, McCain and Palin have steered clear of the lipstick on a pig attack. Indeed, last spring, Palin described the Clinton campaign's complaints about sexism as a whine. She said the complaints, quote, didn't do women in politics any good. Instead, in her remarks today, Palin focused on her record and how she rejected earmarks, otherwise known as pork barrel spending.
We reformed the abuses of earmark in our state, and it was while our opponent was requesting $1 billion in earmarks as a senatorial privilege. What I was doing was vetoing $500 million as an executive responsibility.
In her very first news interview tomorrow with ABC, Palin may have to answer questions that have been raised about her record on earmarks, in particular the Bridge to Nowhere. But for now, John McCain has been happily touting her record as a reformer and a Republican giant killer.
Senator Obama has never taken on his party on a single issue. We've taken on the old bulls. She ran against an incumbent Republican governor and, by the way, beat him like a drum. But the point is, we'll take them on.
That incumbent Republican governor was Frank Murkowski, who also served in the Senate with John McCain. It's unusual for a sitting U.S. senator to attack a former colleague of his own party so gleefully in a political campaign, but this campaign is turning out to be very unusual. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.